Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Thank you for tuning into the Sports Ethos Nets podcast. As always, your host, Cody Mallory. You can find me on Twitter at RealCodyMallory. I am once again joined by my two co-hosts tonight, Joe Farrow on Twitter at TheJoeFarrow and Anthony. Guys, we just watched another loss against Milwaukee. Besides that, how are you guys doing tonight?
Doing good.
It's brutal, man. It really is. There's not much else to say about it. It's exhausting. It is mentally exhausting.
Yeah, so I'm sure the listeners, if you have listened to the first 45 seconds of this episode, have realized that morale is incredibly low amongst us three and pretty much every Nets fan on the planet right now.
Yeah.
But before we go into the game against Milwaukee tonight, let's really quickly, as always, start with injuries. Seth Curry will practice with the Long Island Nets tomorrow. Obviously, he will not practice with the Brooklyn Nets because they have another basketball game to play. And then the hope is that he will be cleared to play Saturday. Would be a huge addition, as we said yesterday, and the Nets definitely need more scoring in the rotation.
Absolutely. It's rough, man. We need Seth. We need TJ. We need a lot, because the floor is just so cluttered at all times right now. Kevin Durant takes two dribbles and immediately he's surrounded by four guys and nobody's open. That's the issue. It's okay if Kevin Durant ends up being surrounded by four guys. That means people should be open, right? But no, they aren't, which is the frustrating part.
Yeah, I mean, let's just dive right into the Bucks game. Oh, man, the second quarter might have been the best basketball we've seen out of the Nets this entire season. Obviously, small sample size. This is game four. But they were running good offense. They were playing good defense. They were clearing the boards. Ben Simmons was aggressive. I mean, he shot 2 of 7 in the first half, and then he ended the game 2 of 7, so he did not attempt another field goal. Rice was on fire. He shot 4 of 5 in that first half, and then 4 of 5 from 3, and in the second half, he would go 0 of 4. We saw Steve Nash get ejected, which we've never seen before, obviously. Back-to-back game with technical fouls, if I'm not mistaken. He got one against Memphis, right?
I think. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've really seen him get any before. I'm not sure if that's totally accurate, if he actually has zero, but, like, it's very few if he has any. Officiating was pretty suspect again early on. And Steve Nash got that first technical after he literally didn't say anything for about 5 seconds. So, like, Ben Simmons got teed up. Kyrie Irving got teed up. The Nets seem frustrated. Is it falling apart 4 games into the season?
You want to go for? I can go first. I think if put into the grand scheme of things, I think this whole summer when the roster construction took place, we know why it was messed up. Don't need to say that again. I think the Nets kind of thought like, hey, let's like we have the talent to like will our way till we find some extra pieces to trade for. But the roster flaws are too glaring, and a couple injuries on top of that to Curry, Warren, it's just making it that much more evident. They need to like be aggressive early. Then make a move, get these guys back or do something because the current rotation is just a mess. Like Patty Mills can't be playing 20 minutes a game. He just doesn't play any defense. Darren Sharp is a mess. Claxton and Ben together is a mess. There's not enough shooting on the court. Ben Simmons has no confidence. It's really just Kyrie and Katie out there and occasional contributions from like Claxton and like Joe here and there. But like for the most part, it's like just Katie and Kyrie putting on a show. And it's like they scored 134 points the last 2 games combined in their own two. So
yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. I mean, I'm sorry, Joe, real quick.
No, go ahead.
Kevin Durant to start this season. 32 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. 27 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. 37 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. 33 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. The Nets are 1-3.
Yeah, it's brutal. You can't ask for much more. You really can't. I mean, I think KD and Kyrie have both been inconsistent from downtown so far to start the year. But again, they aren't getting too many opportunities because, like we said, they can't really take a dribble off the three-point line or when they have the ball around there because they just get swarmed and there's nowhere for them to go with the ball. There's like the floor spacing is god-awful right now, which is why it was so important to get Joe back, and it's going to be very important to get Seth back, and it's also going to be very important to get TJ back whenever he's ready. But, man, it's so brutal to watch right now.
Yeah, and I mean, TJ – Seth and Joe are more spot-up shooters. TJ can actually go and create his own offense, exactly. Which, besides Katie and Kyrie, the Nets have no one. And, I mean, that's kind of what plagued them a little bit last year. Obviously, they had Harden, but when he was gone, it was Katie and Kyrie. And if you take them away, like, there's no one else that can go and get their own shot. I mean, I shouldn't say that. There is Cam Thomas, who I do not understand why he's not in the rotation at all. Do you guys think, like, he shouldn't be in the rotation? Am I crazy for thinking he should play?
Who did you say? I'm sorry. You, like, cut out for me first.
Cam Thomas.
You're not crazy at all for thinking he should play. I think he would provide more on the floor for us than Patty Mills does right now. And Patty has been good in stretches. He has hit. He has knocked down some shots. But, I mean, like, it's hard, man. It really is. But, like, I think Cam should be playing. I also think Kessler Edwards should be getting a chance to play.
Yeah, I don't understand what like the thought process is there. I think today too, just in general, like Watanabe and Sumner came in today and gave good minutes, and they were just like not seen the second half at all. I don't understand what the thought process is of that, but they played well and gave good contributions where they can. And I feel like, especially early on in the year, you need to get these guys some confidence, and like they showed they were able to at least be some sort of like resemblance to offense. They just said like, nah, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, Kyrie Irving was visibly, noticeably fatigued in that fourth quarter, which he played 39 minutes again. And I don't think he came out from the third and then the fourth until the game was blown out. Like, he got a quick break in the third, and then he played the rest of the third, and then the rest of the fourth until the starters got pulled, if I'm not mistaken. And, like, he looked noticeably tired. There was one sequence I distinctly remember where he threw the ball to KD in the post, and KD gave it back to him, and then Kyrie threw it right back and then ran to the side of the floor. Like, he was visibly exhausted, and he kind of carried the Nets offensively end of the third and the beginning of the fourth, and then it just went ice cold.
To say, like we said, it was brutal. And to say it's brutal is still an understatement.
Yeah, I mean, the positives from tonight.
Where?
So this the second quarter. I'll give a positive. The okay. second quarter.
Yes. Second quarter was another positive.
Steve Nash has fucking emotions, man. Who knew? Yeah. His eyes were like popping out of their socket.
Yeah, it was weird.
And I mean, the Nets didn't. I think like there was a crazy stat. They scored like 21 points after Steve Nash got ejected. And that was, I think there's about 3 or 4 minutes left in the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter, up until they pulled the starters, they had like 21 points scored. That was it. Now, I'm not saying that's because Steve Nash wasn't on the sidelines. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. But when usually when a coach gets like tossed like that, especially when you're defending your players, like usually the team rallies behind it. The Nets were up 4 when Steve Nash got tossed, and it did not seem to have a positive impact on the Nets.
Yeah, because we gave Ja Rabone the biggest assistant coaching bag in the league for him to be an awful coach.
Yeah, I mean,
we've seen in the past when Steve Nash had COVID, right? And he had to coach the Nets for a few games, and they just could not. We thought that Steve Nash might be the worst coach, like offensively in basketball history, and then we saw Ja Rabone, and then we saw Ja Rabone have to coach a couple games. It was horrendous.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, Edmund Sumner looked decent, like you said, in the 6 minutes. Utah looked pretty good. He was plus 12 in 8 minutes, 5 points. Like, Utah looked good. And then, like, yeah. I think it was Anthony said, he just was never to be seen again.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. He made a big three. He was playing good defense on Giannis. They just said, nah, no, we don't need that.
Yeah, good defense, knocking down open threes. Nah, that's not what we want here. We want, bro, Patty. Whenever he dribbles, it's like, I don't know what he's doing, man. Like, he tries to run, like, a Hezzy. Or, like, he –
Does he look up? Like, does he look up when he dribbles?
There was one play in the second half, and it was like he threw the ball to someone on the right wing. I can't remember who it was. And it's like he was bowling. Like, that's the kind of pass he threw. And it was like, what is that, bro? Like, just stand in the corner and then knock down an open three. That's all we want you to do. Oh, and Dayron was terrible.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Again.
Shocker.
The Nets miss Markieff Morris. I never thought I'd say that.
Yep.
But I really think that they're missing Markieff Morris, and he would be getting those backup 5 minutes or Ben. I mean, the Nets tried to close the game with Ben Simmons at the five, which I thought was a good decision, playing Kyrie, KD, Royce, Joe, and Ben. But they just ran strictly KD post up on the block, and he just could not buy a bucket.
Yeah, I don't know. The offense just looked flat. There's never sets run. It's just like, one thing I really liked today was the first night I'd done this is like run motion off of like KD and Kyrie getting the ball in the post, which I liked. They just couldn't make the shots, so like it wasn't really as noticeable. But they were getting open looks, and like that stretch in the fourth where they were stuck at 83 for like 7 minutes, I felt as if like they did get some good looks, and just like Royce got cold, like Patty got cold, everyone got cold, and it was just like no bueno.
Yeah, they had like 9 points scored when there was like 3 or 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
And I mean, it was another winnable game. Like, the Nets played a shitty first quarter, and then they played a shitty second half. They legitimately played one good quarter of basketball tonight, and they almost were able to beat the Bucks in Milwaukee. Granted, they don't have Middleton, which is obviously a huge loss for them. But I feel like they're close. It's just they haven't been able to finish these games.
They are, and they constantly, they're in it, and they fight, and then they just have this collapse, and they can't fight back.
Just crumble.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, anything else you guys want to talk about from this game? I don't want to talk about Ben. I feel like we hammered that home yesterday. I got really no other takeaways besides disappointment once again.
Yeah, just be better, dude. It's October. I'm not going to freak out yet, but like they need to start winning games and start showing some signs of encouragement.
Yeah, I mean, it just scares me because that's what I was saying last year. Oh, it's only October. Oh, it's only November. All right, now we're in December and January. Like, maybe we should be a little concerned, and hopefully this season does not go down the same path, because this could be the Nets' last season.
It feels eerily similar.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think it does feel similar. And I don't know if it's just like PTSD from last year, or it's still fresh, or if it's actually a similar path that the Nets are following.
Let's hope not.
I mean, last year it was like KD and James Harden. This year it's just KD and Kyrie. Yeah. But all right, let's move on to the game tomorrow against Dallas. It is at home, so the Nets were in Milwaukee. Now they have to fly home, back-to-back, play against Dallas, another good team. I don't know if I'd call them a championship-caliber team, but they're good nonetheless. Do you guys expect to see everyone on the floor tomorrow for the Nets?
No, I don't think Ben Simmons is playing tomorrow.
I can see
Anthony.
Look, I'm going to agree with Joe.
I don't think Ben Simmons plays tomorrow. I think KD and Kyrie do. I think it's hard. I think Joe might get, if he plays, it's going to be very, very limited. I don't think he's going to play that much. But I think Ben and Joe are the ones to watch.
Yeah. I think that Joe will definitely not play personally. He's been limited. He logged 21 minutes again tonight, so he actually went down from last game against Memphis. Maybe they did that in thoughts of playing him in the back-to-back. I'm not sure. Maybe it was just the flow of the game. Ben, I don't know, man. Like, we saw him grab his back again tonight. He was on the stationary bike every time he came out of the game. I honestly don't know what to think about Ben. I don't know if it's mental, if his back is actually bothering him, if that's why he's not explosive and attacking the rim. But I think there is a chance that he could get tomorrow night off as well.
Mm-hmm. I think definitely Ben and Joe. I can't really think of anybody else right now. But maybe if Ben and Joe don't play tomorrow, that kind of opens up a window for guys like Cam and Kessler Edwards to maybe crack the rotation and play a little bit. So that might be a little bit of a positive.
Yeah, you definitely see
that. Or maybe Utah gets some minutes that he deserves. I think we all agree with.
Yeah. I mean, we know what Utah, right. We know what Utah could do kind of at this point, but I really do want to see Kessler Edwards get out there, and I do want to see Cam Thomas get out there. Because like, if they go out there and they prove that they can go and still give quality minutes like they did last year and we refused to play them a lot of times, that would be huge considering that means we could possibly get Patty Mills out of the rotation. We could possibly get Daron Sharp out of the rotation. We could possibly, you know, like, god damn.
Yeah, I mean, real quick before we end up here with our picks, kind of recap where everyone's at in the standings for our picks. Before, I think it was before the season, we had like our TLC guess. Let's do our Bruce Brown guess. He was, as we all remember, out of the rotation last year, like not playing at all in the beginning of the season. And then, boom, like he was maybe the Nets' third best player last year, second half of the year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Probably third. Do you guys see anyone kind of making that jump this year that's on the Nets rotation or roster currently?
I mean, I don't know if injured players count, but I can see TJ Warren make a big contributor.
Yeah. I mean, somebody who wasn't there, if we just want to say somebody who isn't there to start the year, but somebody who ends up being a huge contributor for us, like, or who wasn't playing to start the year, I think the obvious answer is definitely TJ Warren. Other candidate, I mean, I guess you could say Cam Thomas, maybe. We know he has the scoring prowess that he really can come in and help this team who is in dire need of some help on offense. So, I mean, yeah. Somebody who's healthy, Cam Thomas, somebody who's hurt, TJ Warren.
Well, I can agree with that.
I think those are fair. And I would love to see Yuta get more minutes as well, just see what he can do more. He's looked good. I mean, he hasn't played a ton. He's played a little. I don't think it'll be Cass. I don't think Sumner's the answer, truthfully, although he did look decent tonight. He might just be like a spark plug, come in, give you like 5 quick points, but his jump shot is bad. He has a quick first step, and he's explosive, but his jump shot is ugly. So I don't see it being him. I don't know. I don't know if there's anyone on this roster right now that could do it. I think TJ is the best answer. But Anthony, you want to recap the standings right now for our picks?
Yeah, so it's 3-1-1. I have the 3. Joe and Cody have the 1s.
I think I have 2. I picked them to lose tonight.
You chose them to win.
No.
Yeah, you took them to win because I went with you to go against Anthony.
I'm going to have to listen back to the episode last night. I'm pretty sure I picked a loss.
I just updated the note and you had W there.
All right, I'm going to have to take a listen to yesterday, but I'll take your word for it for now.
All right, so Anthony, I guess you go first, right? Yeah. Against the Mavs tomorrow.
I'm going to go loss.
This guy.
This is how Joe won last year.
This is what I'm saying. He's getting all – he got on me last year for doing this.
Play smarter.
I was the bad guy. You also had an early lead last year, Anthony. Remember that.
Yeah.
True. Typical Yankees guy choking down the stretch. But, man, I don't even know.
Like, it's I'm so unfair to pick before we know if guys are going to rest. It sucks.
Yeah, that's tough. Like, we got to guess with that. I mean, who the hell knows? I'm going to pick a win tomorrow. But, I'm just going to go with a win because I think if the Nets start 1-4, that's a very, very tough look. So I'm going to go with a win. I'm going to try to be optimistic.
I want to be optimistic, but I feel like Ben isn't playing, and I feel like Joe is going to be limited if he does. So I have to go with the loss, unfortunately.
Real quick, is Ben not playing really that big of a loss right now?
I think it is.
Really?
Who is defending Luka if he's not on the floor?
It's going to have to be Royce.
Yeah, good talk.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a fair point. Defensively on Luka, if he's available.
Like, Royce is a solid defender. But, like, the best chance we have to contain Luka a little bit is Ben.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's a fair point. So I'm the only one that took a win, correct?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Anything else you guys want to sadly discuss tonight?
Kyrie Irving supposedly isn't getting back pay.
True, I saw that, but I don't care about that at this point. I just want the Nets to win a goddamn game.
Update about the status of the guys on the team. We mentioned it yesterday. Supposedly isn't getting back pay. I just find it funny that he was included in all the rules where he wasn't allowed under New York jurisdiction, but since the Nets are now a private entity, he won't be getting paid in return for the money that he lost on, which was $20 million, by the way. Just interesting.
Yeah, definitely interesting. By the way, Kyrie was killer on the boards tonight. He actually set a career high in any half. I think he had 8 in the first half.
Yep.
Which he actually led all rebounders in the first half. In a game that included Kevin Durant, Ben Simmons, Giannis, like, that's pretty impressive. I mean, Kyrie only had one board in the second half, but impressive effort in the first. But, all right, thank you guys.
Wait, real quick, KD yep. screwed me out of, like, $300 tonight, by the way. By not hitting his three-pointers. I had Ben to go over 8 assists. I had KD to hit 3 threes, and I had Giannis to get 35 points and 12 rebounds.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, KD only took 4.
Yeah, and a lot of them were just heaves at the end of the game.
Yeah, and Kyrie was 0-for-7 from 3.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to win many games like that.
Yep. Sucks.
But, all right, thank you guys for once again listening to the Sports Ethos Nets podcast with Anthony, Joe, and Cody. Please, for the love of God, let's win a basketball game tomorrow night.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.